Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. MR, Number 445, Steps in Conversion. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Revelation 3, verse 7, 8. Notwithstanding the opposition of the strongest powers of darkness, there is one able to open the door. This is the same door that was opened at the baptism of Christ. After the Savior had taken the steps in conversion requisite for every sinner to take in order to be saved, repentance, faith, and baptism, thus entering into covenant relation with God, he kneeled on the bank of the Jordan and prayed. And the heavens were opened, and the Holy Ghost, in the form of a dove of burnished gold, hovered over the Son of Man, enshrouding him in light, while a voice from the highest heaven declared, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Christ laid aside his crown and royal robe, stepped down from his high command, clothed his divinity with humanity, and for our sake became poor, that we through his poverty might inherit the heavenly treasure. He placed himself at the head of humanity. If we walk in his footsteps, we are accepted by God. By his sacrifice, we are accepted in the Beloved. As the prayers of Christ ascended to his Father, notwithstanding the dark shadow of the powers of darkness through which they passed, so will our prayers cleave through the hellish shadow of Satan and enter the sanctuary above. The same glory which flashed from the threshold of heaven at the time of Christ's baptism is revealed to every earnest seeker of Christ. 92, 1901, 5, 6. Lessons from the Third of Revelation. Talk, September 5, 1901. Released September 2, 1975.